שלום, ערב שבת קודש, פרשת לך לך. How are you, dear community? I hope everyone is okay. And Baruch Hashem, this Shabbos, we will start to learn about the foundation of the Jewish nation. Okay? In the last two Shabbatot, we learned about the prehistory, about the creation, about the Noach, the Mabul. Here, this Shabbos, we're going to start to read, to learn about our parents, our fathers and mothers. And the parasha starts with the first Nisayon trial that Avram had. We know that Avram had 10 Nisayonot. There is argument what are exactly the 10 Nisayonot, but everyone agreed that the first one that is written in the Torah is in the beginning of our parasha, when Avram Avinu is commanded to leave his motherland, to leave his country, to leave his family, and to go to Eretz Israel. But it's very interesting that in the same moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Avram Avinu to leave and to go to Eretz Israel, the Torah also says, Rashi brings it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also promised to him that you have to know, Avram, most of the time when a person lived his motherland, his family, so it's very hard to have kids, it's very hard to have property, it's very hard that people are going to know him in the new place that he's going. But I promise you, Avram, that when you are going to go to Eretz Israel, you have to know that in Eretz Israel, here you don't have kids, but in Eretz Israel you will have kids. Here you are not so wealthy, in Eretz Israel you will be wealthy. Here not everyone knows about you, in Eretz Israel everyone will know about you. So apparently it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking the whole point of the Nisayon, because it's not a big Nisayon, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to him that you have to know that you, Avram, that you will be in the new place, it will be much, much better situation than you have here. So what is the Nisayon? So I want to share two options. The first option, I think, is that right after HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to Avram Avinu that in Eretz Israel he will have much better situation, the Torah says, "Vayelech Avram kasher diber elav Hashem." Avram Avinu went. Why? Because Hashem commandment. So this is the greatness of Avram, that although Hashem promised to him that he will have so many good things in Eretz Israel, the reason why finally Avram Avinu went is not in order to get all this good thing. Rather, he went in order to do Hashem's will. This is one option. But I want to go to another direction according to Rav Charlab, the student of Rav Kook, and he says the following. There are two kinds of mitzvot. There is one kind of mitzvot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do this mitzvot, and you have to do it, and we have to do it only because Hashem tells us to do the mitzvah. But there is a second kind of mitzvot that we have also to enjoy the mitzvah. Part of the definition of the mitzvah is to enjoy from the mitzvah and to understand the good thing that we get by doing the mitzvah. I will give two examples. The second one will be about Avram, and the first one I'll give for another thing. Mitzvah of learning Torah. A person can learn Torah and say, I learn Torah lishma. What does it mean? That I do it, I'm learning only because Hashem commanded me. But there is another person that he's going to learn Torah, and he will say, why? Wow, Torah is great. I love learning Torah. Okay, and when I learn Torah, I become a better person. When I learn Torah, I feel much more connected to my family, etc., etc. Is that taking from the lishma? Chas v'shalom. No, the opposite. This is part of the mitzvah of learning Torah, is also to understand the greatness of the Torah, to understand how the Torah make my life better. It's not taking from the lishma. This is part of the mitzvah. Again, the Torah is a sweet thing that make us better. And the same thing, and now we're coming to Avraham Avinu, is about Eretz Israel. A person can go to Eretz Israel and to say, I'm going to Eretz Israel because Hashem commanded me to go. But the person can go to Eretz Israel and says, you know, I'm going to Eretz Israel because Eretz Israel is a great land. Eretz Israel is an unbelievable place. I love the place. I love the mountain. I love the people. So it's not taking from the Lishma. The opposite. The definition of mitzvah to Eretz Israel is also to see how Eretz Israel is a great place. And when I'm staying in Eretz Israel, I have more parnasa. I have more nachat for my kid because this is the holy land. So I have a shechina here that influenced all my life. This is part of the mitzvah. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted for Avraham Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that Avraham Avinu, that was part of his nisayon, that when he's going to Eretz Israel, he will do it not only just because Hashem wants, no, that he also will see the greatness of Eretz Israel. And I think also nowadays, this is one of our challenges, that when we live in Eretz Israel, first of all, we do a mitzvah, of course. But also, part of the mitzvah is really that we will feel how great is Eretz Israel. Okay? And we'll talk about it to our friend that's still in the diaspora. How great is in Eretz Israel? How great are people here? How great the weather are? Whatever. To talk good about, and really, not just to talk, really to feel that Eretz Israel is an excellent place, this is part of the mitzvah. So, Bezrat Hashem, we all be zoche, that really Eretz Israel will be a place that we all enjoy here, healthy and happy. And we, Bezrat Hashem, we're going to talk only good about Eretz Israel because we're going to feel, really, that Eretz Israel is a great place that make us better people and make us and give to us better life. Shabbat Shalom to everyone.